I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Kirk along with Nolan as always, and great to back you, have you back with us for another episode. Hey, as we say every week, it just seems to be a juggernaut of events happening, activity going on. Of course, we got Judge right now presently, not only hitting his 60th last night, but now leading the Triple Crown for the AL. We got just before the release of this episode, Dayton Moore getting dismissed by the Royals. And that was a bit of a surprise, but we'll talk about that to me personally, maybe not to a lot of people. Who knows? We got the big time pitchers two nights ago clinching playoff things for their teams. You know, Scherzer, Kershaw. And it really, I mean, it was a huge week across the MLB for pitchers across everything. And so we got a lot to talk about in the pitchers area as well, for sure this week. Certainly teams, the Guardians looking really good against the Twins over the weekend, early in the week, and off to a good start against the White Sox. So they're putting themselves in a good position. The Padres strengthening their wild card, maybe solidifying their lineup, balancing in. So anyway, so much to talk about, as we said. So before we get there, Nolan and I do want to thank you very much. You know we do it for you, Dirtbag Nation. We cannot do it without you. So wherever you are listening to the episode around the world, we thank you. We thank you immensely. We thank you for sending in your questions to us, your inquiries. We thank you for buying the apparel. We thank you for just being a solid dirtbag and a member of the nation. It's as simple as that. I will have some new YouTube videos coming up in the next couple of weeks for sure. We are working on some different things. Mindset Company, oh, they're good friends of ours that have been doing a great job that we talked to with getting that organized. And then we'll be doing more with Rip Pro and getting carrying on with them as well as our old friends at the Rope Trainer. Throwing aid. If you're unaware of what the Rope Trainer is, certainly go ahead and look it up for sure, and you won't be disappointed. You do heavily promoted by John Smoltz, big believer in it, so as are we. So anyways, we're going to get back here right here in about 15 seconds, so get that favorite drink, get settled in, sit back, and as Nolan says, get ready for a hell of a ride.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures. Frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one, which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code WELLNESS for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code WELLNESS, antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and 2-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbag Nation. And as we said before the break, we got a flurry of conversations and things to talk about. So, Nolan, I don't know where you want to start, but let's rock and roll.
Well, let's start with the streak that doesn't want to end. Framber Valdez extends his MLB record to 25 straight quality starts. I mean, like, obviously we talked about it last week. Dude, 16-5 now. Shane McClanahan goes on the IL again, so obviously he's basically out of the Cy Young race now. His teammate Justin Verlander, obviously, he's kind of coming back healthy, but, like, I mean, Framber Valdez, obviously he's got to be in the consideration for AL Cy Young. Obviously, you're going to have Shohei Ohtani up at the top of that list. Justin Verlander up at the top of that list. Alec Manoah, I guess, will probably be somewhere on there, right around Framber Valdez. I'd imagine they'd probably be in around that 4 or 5 slot. Dylan Cease, obviously, he's got to be a top 3 guy to me as well in the AL Cy Young. But, I mean, yeah, Framber Valdez, what can you say? 25 straight. Congratulations, kid.
Go get her. We talk about it every week, it seems like, right? So, you know what? I'm sure next week we're going to be talking about him again. You know what? And if we're not, it's going to be a shock. So, absolutely. Right now, just run it as long as you can, big fella. Run it as long as you can.
Sandy Alcantara threw his 5th complete game of the year. I honestly don't know the last time that a pitcher threw 5 complete games in a year. I'd probably guess it would be Roy Halladay or something like that back in the early 2010s, maybe even 2009 or before. But, I mean, yeah, like complete games in today's day and age, they just don't happen. And for this dude to throw 5 in 1 year, that's nuts. Good job, big man.
He has more complete games by himself, I think, than any team in the majors this season.
Yeah, no, I believe that.
That's how hard it's gotten. That's how often they're changing pitchers out. That's it. He has more complete games himself than any other team in the league. Dude, you're getting it done.
Yeah.
Florida Marlins, you're not going to the playoffs, but you got to be real excited about having him as a part of your future for a long time.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, I don't even know. So you're the Miami Marlins, right? You're obviously not in playoff contention anymore. Season's done. I don't even think you shut him down, though. Like, I don't think you hold him back, innings limit, or anything that. Like, you just let the guy keep on riding it out. And, I mean, I wouldn't say he's locked up the NL Cy Young by any stretch of the imagination, but he's about as close to having locked it up as you can be.
Yeah. Those are just numbers that you can't wrap your head around anymore because we just don't hear it that often, right?
No.
Which it's such a foreign thing. So it's like I talk about, you know, Judge doing what he's doing, but show he still does have to seriously be in the conversation for the MVP just because he's doing it on both sides of the plate. So Alcantara, hey, you're doing the same thing, man. Go get her, Doug.
And then let's talk about the kid from Atlanta who I believe is going to be NL Rookie of the Year. Spencer Strider, passing Randy Johnson for the fastest to 200 strikeouts in a season by a rookie, throwing 130 innings. So Randy Johnson previously held the record with 130 innings and two-thirds of an inning. Spencer Strider did it 130 straight up. That's nuts. I mean, when you look at that kid, like, there's a reason why he's known as Quadzilla in baseball circles. Like, that guy's legs are freaking tree trunks, man. Like, you idolize to have legs like that. When you see that guy, you're like, yeah. Like, those are absolutely massive legs. And you can just, like, see everything that guy's putting into it. Like, he's putting max effort into these pitches. And, I mean, like, obviously it's working because dude's got a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And he's not afraid to challenge hitters with it. He's just going straight at you. Here you go. See if you can hit it. Oh, wait. No, you can't. That's why I got 200 Ks in 130 innings passing Randy Johnson, of all people.
Well, that's it, right? I got to be honest. Obviously, you know, Dirtbags, I'm over here in France coaching and developing baseball until Halloween this year. So I haven't had a lot of chance to get to see this young kid other than looking at it from a distance. But Sunday was a quiet day for me, so I was able to turn it on, and he happened to be pitching, so it was excellent to be able to see what all the hype is on this kid. And like you said, Nolan, like, he is thick through and through, but what immediately struck me as awesome was his cleanness and smoothness of delivery for a kid.
It wasn't his mustache?
What?
If it wasn't his mustache, yeah. You might be lying. That guy's got a great mustache on him.
True that, true that. But it really was there, Biggs. It was the cleanness, the smoothness, the crispness of his mechanics. And just seemed to understand every single pitch. Never panicked, never got fast, never got too slow. Just confidence that you just very rarely see out of kids that age. It's that simple. So I sit there and I immediately think, holy cow, Soroka can finally come back next year off the Achilles and the re-injuring of the Achilles the last 2 years and do what he did prior to that as well. Man, that's going to be a nice 1-2 punch there for a long time. You're looking at the two-thirds of something that they had back in the 90s when people of my generation listening to us, you know, knew the big three of Glavin, Maddox, and Smoltz. Boy, that's a good-looking tandem, but hell of a player right there.
Well,
that kid is good.
And you can't count out the NL wins leader in Kyle Wright.
Like, absolutely.
Kyle Wright's another guy down there. I mean, obviously, he doesn't get the recognition that I think a lot of people or that he should, but I mean, yeah, he's got 19 wins on the year. Like,
yep.
His next start, he'll probably get number 20. I mean, he's 26 years old, 3.18 ERA, 170 innings, 165 Ks, and a 1.16 whip. So, I mean, you want to talk about those three. Like, that rotation is set for years to come. And, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I mean, well, let's be honest, too, right? Kyle Wright took over from the playoffs last year. He really kind of came into his own. And then, you know, Ian Anderson, he's taken a step back this year in that rotation. So if he can collect himself and find himself again, holy boy, those Marlins and the Braves, they got really good-looking pitching moving forward. Obviously, the Braves have a hell of a lot more offense than defense than the Marlins. But as far as pitching staffs go, boy, Dirtbags, pay attention to those two staffs for the next, X amount of years, right, Nolan?
Well, yeah, and especially, I mean, if they can re-sign Max Fried to a long-term extension, too, like you're just sitting there staring at that Atlanta Braves rotation, and you're like, damn. Like, that rotation goes against anybody.
Yeah, they just made their fifth one consecutive playoffs or whatever, yeah. And that they're only halfway to the Dodgers. But hey, there's got to be a lot more consecutive ones coming down the pipe. So sorry to interrupt on that. I know you got more pitchers you want to talk about. So go ahead.
Well, I just want to talk about some stuff on the other side of it now. So I mean, I love hearing this on the broadcast because you know that something bad's just about to happen. But last week I'm watching Cardinals and Pirates. And so they get talking about it, and they're like, Ryan Helsley hasn't allowed an earned run on the road all season. He's set the major league record for longest amount of innings pitched by a reliever, 22 innings pitched without allowing an earned run. Of course, he lets up the earned run. Then this week, I mean, Jordan Romano pitching against Baltimore. Oh, he hasn't blown a save at home yet this year. What's he do? Goes out there, blows a save. You're just like, why do broadcasters say stuff like this? You just know you're going to jinx it. It's the same as the no-hitter stuff. Like when you hear a guy just saying, oh, three more outs, two more outs. Oh my gosh, he's going to throw a no-hitter. And then sure enough, next batter, they blow it. Like broadcasters, don't open your mouth when a pitcher's throwing, man. There's just jinxes that happen with pitchers that you never speak it into existence.
That's why there's ace pitchers that can just go out there and shut their mouth and do the job. There's ace broadcasters, right? Those Hall of Fame broadcasters, they know their place. Those young people or those people that want to be the me broadcaster, they're always the ones that end up saying that crap too early, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously there's a lot of superstition in this, dirtbags as well or whatever and that, but it is amazing how often that type of stuff happens. So you're right, Nolan. Fermez la bouche, as they say over here in France, shut your mouth. If it happens, hey, acknowledge it and drive on. Because you aren't the person actually doing it. So just let the pitcher, the hitter, whatever the situation is, let them do it and drive on. And that's just the nature of the business. Sometimes they mess up. Dirtbags will be right back here after the break. We're going to be talking about the teams, where we think we're fitting. Go from there. So we'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And hey, let's get talking about the teams themselves, the wild cards, the just what we're feeling over the last week or whatever. And it's certainly a lot different than a week ago, Nolan. There's no question about that for some of the teams anyways, and other ones there's not. But let's go ahead and start with the NL East for me. Obviously, the guy, the marquee, the signing, what? Days after Billy Epler gets the general manager job in New York with the Mets last year, Scherzer's on the mound, six innings, shutout baseball after coming off the IL. Kind of the old perfect story, right? Come to New York, be our ace, or 1A if DeGrom happens to be on the field all the time or whatever, and that. And besides that, get your 200th win in the process.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to me the fact that he only has 200 wins. Like, I mean, I get it. He was playing. He started out his career, obviously, Arizona Diamondback. Didn't really get any traction down there. But, like, you're thinking about some of the teams that he was on, and they were damn good teams. Like, Detroit, they had five legitimate, like, number ones and twos. And, I mean, I guess four. And like, at this point in time, Anibal Sanchez was dominant. Doug Fister was dominant. Obviously, you had Justin Verlander, Scherzer, and I'm drawing a blank on the fifth one. Rick Porcello? I think it was Rick Porcello at that point in time. And you're just like, holy. And then, of course, David Price was there for a little bit of time, too. And you're just like, man, like those Tigers teams, they were winning 90-some-odd games each year with all those guys. Like, you would have assumed Scherzer would have been higher than that. And, I mean, goes to Washington, obviously Washington a good team year after year with him there. So you're like, the fact he only has 200 is kind of nuts. But, I mean, then again, you look at DeGrom, and DeGrom only has, what, 10 wins for his whole entire major league career? Because New York Mets only put up two runs per game. So that's the funny thing about baseball. But, I mean, either way, yeah, you're looking at it. Scherzer comes in, does exactly what he's paid to do, and that's be a frontline ace, 1A, 1B, whatever you want to call him. I mean, he's basically been 1B since DeGrom's been back, because DeGrom looks like DeGrom. Like, and that's not even a knock on Scherzer saying he's 1B. Like he would easily be any other team's ace. And, like,
yeah,
it's just incredible what the Mets have there.
Well, and let's not forget the fact that exactly right, Scherzer was there, but he's been on the IL a few times, as you come to expect with an older pitcher like that. It's just part of the season, right? DeGrom, let's be honest, he was on the shelf, and then a long time. So I give a big shout-out to Taijuan Walker in helping clinch this. That guy's had a hell of a good, quiet number two. Really, when you consider it, for the majority of the season, drops down to the number three guy now for the rest of the season. Hey, hats off to that guy, man. We speak about our buddy Buck Showalter so much or whatever and that. And I think, Dirtbags, you can respect the fact of why we do. Hey, he was in the booth for how many years? 5 years? I don't know if he got up to 5 years or whatever and that, but in there a long time. Comes out, hey, he shows why he is who he is on that side of it. But when you're going down to individual players, one, I thought they got the offense figured out a lot better last week, a lot more balance, a lot more consistency like they were at the first of the year. Hell, they led, I think, through, God, June maybe? Major League Baseball in quality at-bats. That's the number of pitches you taking every at-bat. And I think they got away from that a little bit through the middle of the summer, got back to that free swinging, which is reckless and careless, and you make it grind and improve. Braves closed ground really quickly. Hey, they had to get back to where they were to go ahead and close the door. They're in the playoffs now, so drive on. So, hey, one team that worries me a little bit, Nolan, over the last week, Braves we've already talked about. They're going to be just fine. But I sure don't think the Phillies go into the postseason if they get there and don't get passed by the Brewers with any expectations of being last year's Atlanta Braves. They are just not that team for me. They're back to sputtering like they were at the first of the season for me.
Yeah, I think they're going to creep across the finish line. Let's be honest, the way the Brewers have played in the second half of the year has just been atrocious. It's a team that'll make the playoffs. And I mean, hell, anything can happen in the playoffs once you're in. Right now, it looks like they're going to face the St. Louis Cardinals in round one, which, I mean, I'd rather see the Phillies than see the San Diego Padres right now with the way that the Padres are playing. They're starting to roll a little bit out there in the West. But, I mean, yeah, the Phillies, I don't really know what to say. Like, they just scored 11 runs there last night, and you're just sitting there, you're like, 11 runs is enough to win 90% of baseball games. And your pitching staff led up 18 against the Blue Jays. That is woeful. I thought that I was watching a football game, not a baseball game. Like,
yeah.
Toronto sent down their CFL team to play the Eagles, and you're like, holy hell, what just happened? I don't know, man. Yeah, the Phillies are a weird team. Like, they're going to get in. Like, I mean, we talked about it, though, a few weeks back, and we're like, no team in the NL wants to make the playoffs. Like,
that's the
way it looks. Like, those bottom three teams, like the, I'm saying the 7-6-5 seed, it just seemed like none of those teams actually wanted to be in the playoffs. They were just getting in because, okay, now all of a sudden we're up to six teams in the playoffs. I don't know.
Absolutely. So, hey, if you're an NL Central or an NL West fan, we're not going to waste our time with it. Nothing's really changed there or whatever and that. The Cardinals haven't looked great lately or whatever and that, but they're in pretty good control of themselves. Just hey, you were on a really good run. You're going to go through your lull. Hopefully you go back into the postseason in good shape. Let's jump over to the AL. Hey, we can talk AL East with the way the Yankees, Judge obviously going ahead and doing what he's done there. He made the 60 milestone. He's leading Triple Crown stats. The Jays to me look really good. So we can do that, Nolan, or we can talk the wild card again. Those Rays, come see, come saw, so this week. And Jays still looking really good to me. Really right of the ship, so I got to swallow a little bit of pride from 2 weeks ago when I was bashing them. Mariners, lose Julio Rodriguez there for a few games, and that cost them a little bit. That they went from leading to third right now in the wild card. So I don't know what your feelings there.
Yeah, I don't really have too much to say there. I mean, Toronto seems to be the hot team right now. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I was very public about saying Baltimore I thought was going to come out of that fiasco that they had on the positive side of it and Toronto on the negative side of it. Obviously, that looks like a dumb comment now because Toronto's been hot as all heck. Bo Bichette, I mean, he's quieted down a little bit since that torrid start for September. But, I mean, still, it's a team right now that looks like they're ready to get into the playoffs. They need to figure out their bullpen situation because their bullpen still looks atrocious. But for the most part, I mean, I got confidence in Toronto. You look at Seattle's starters, though. Seattle starters, basically, since they've acquired Luis Castillo, they have four guys with basically sub-3 ERAs. They have George Kirby was, what, a 2.37. Castillo was, what, I think a 2.3. Robbie Ray was, I think, a 3 even, or a 3.1, whatever his was. And then one of their other starters, I'm drawing a blank right now on the other one that it was. But another guy that had a sub-3 ERA, and you're just like, holy, okay, so the starters are good. The bullpen's good.
Logan Gilbert, of course,
yes,
for sure.
Thank you, yeah. And you're just like, okay, so when Julio Rodriguez comes back, and you got Eugenio Suarez, who has another 30 home run season, Carlos Santana, who, I mean, right now he seems to be fitting in there nicely at first base. You got tons of options off of the bench. And for who you're going to start there, like Service has been doing it a long enough time that I have complete faith in Service. But I don't know. I mean, Tampa Bay, what can you say? Wild card team. Shane McClanahan gets injured again. I think that kind of buggers their hopes in the playoffs a little bit this year. But like right now, I mean, I don't know exactly how it's all going to play out. I could very easily see Toronto and Seattle be in the 4-5 seed. That would make for a hell of a wild card series. And then it looks like it's going to be the Guardians and probably Tampa Bay going up as the 3-6 seeds. And the young Cleveland Guardians are playing, man.
Yes.
Like, that's a good team. That's a good
team.
They
look like they're in control of their own destiny, right? They went in and had a great weekend series against the Twins, took care of business there. They got the leadoff victory against the White Sox. Hey, they now have the series tiebreaker against them. They're in really good shape. Young Cal Quantrill is really coming to his own as a pitcher this year, taking a little stress off of Bieber. And so they look good. Well, I mean, they look great, but they look good.
Here's a crazy stat about Cal Quantrill. So since he got acquired by the Padres in 2020 in the Clevenger deal, he's never lost at home.
Well, there you go.
13-0 in 30 starts.
Good Canadian kid right there, for sure.
That gives you a lot of confidence. But, I mean, yeah, even Andrés Giménez, I mean, obviously he was supposed to be a guy that they were getting back in the Francisco Lindor trade. And hell, he's played better than Lindor this year. I mean, not necessarily offensively. But just in terms of everything that he's doing, like, they're very comparable offensively. Doesn't give you quite as many steals, not as quite as many home runs, but I mean, hell, he's handled second base perfectly. I mean, Omed Rosario done great defensively at shortstop. Ramirez obviously there at third base. Like I can't see anybody passing the Guardians in the Central. That's what I'm trying to get at.
No. No, absolutely. So, and of course, the Astros, they took care of business 2 nights ago, I guess it was. Got the first round bye. Probably will end up number one in the AL overall or whatever. Not that it matters with the Dodgers taking number one in the whole MLB. Yankees. I think the Yankees have really settled in and started doing well. I don't know what to think of them moving forward, and we're going to have to talk about a little bit of the opening of the next segment for sure before we jump into where we want to go with some of the questions. But I don't know, man. The Yankees still, they're winning, but they scare me. I don't know if it's the energy behind Judge and what he's doing this season or what it is. But again, we'll talk about it more after the break. We got to have a break for this intermission, but we will be back, Dirtbags. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered. And now at Staples, take up to 50% off select chairs and up to 75% off select desks. Plus, with 25% off Staples furniture support, we'll assemble your new furniture and guarantee it against wear and defects. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. Ends 9/3 in-store only.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You know what a booster shot can be like? Charging a cell phone.
Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, a booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19, which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone, as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and hey, we're going to stay right at the Yankees where we were before the break. And again, Nolan, for me, I just, like I said before the break, I don't know if it's the energy of the Judge excitement. I don't know, man. Like, what Cole gets lit up there against the Buccos. You know, and you're going to have those things happen or whatever and stuff like that. But holy cow, if he goes into the playoffs like he has since he's been a Yankee, there's not a lot of confidence there in that one. Nestor Cortez still does what he does. Obviously, Taillon's had a really nice year. I don't know, man. When they were rolling and got really rolling again, they had Gleyber Torres again. He got really hot. He's sort of quieted down a little bit. I just don't know what to think of them. I want to believe in them, but I just don't know how I can.
They got their center fielder. That's how you believe in them. Harrison Bader finally makes his long-awaited New York Yankees debut. Does not disappoint the fan base. 2-for-4, 3 RBIs. He's going to give you world-class defense. Like, this is coming from a Cardinals fan. I saw that dude for 5.5 years, 6 years almost. I don't know why he didn't win more gold gloves. Honestly, like, that dude tracks balls like it's no one's business. He's hands down, in my opinion, the best defensive center fielder in baseball. And, like, the guy just flies to everything. So that shores up your center field. Like, Aaron Hicks, get on the bench. You're useless right now for the Yankees. Aaron Judge obviously gets to slide back over to right field where he's won gold gloves. A lot more comfortable over there than he... I mean, in center field, he looked comfortable, but it didn't look natural, if you know what I'm saying.
No,
like, he's not a guy that you're like, okay, go and catch that ball in the deep left center, deep right center gap. Like, he's okay. You can make the catches that you're supposed to make. But, yeah, Aaron Judge, put him back over in right field. Stanton, I think, still a huge wild card. You don't know what he's going to do. I mean, obviously, last night hits the walk-off grand slam. Like, I tip my cap to you. You walked off against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, get out of here. What a joke that is. How do you walk off the Pittsburgh Pirates? Like, come on. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's in New York, too.
Grand slam to walk him off.
Like, it's in New York. You're supposed to be the team that's running away with the AL East. You're supposed to be the big bad Yankees, and right now you're not the big bad Yankees to me. Like, I think they go into, let's just say hypothetically, they play Houston again in the ALCS. I think Houston rolls them.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go in there with confidence and say that I think that they could compete. Like, I think Cleveland has a better chance of competing against them than the Yankees do. Like, maybe the Yankees right now, it's a one-team bat and it's one-pitcher team.
Maybe Seattle. Maybe Seattle has a better chance with that young energy and that deeper, like you said, not only starting staff, but like we said last week, those closers, right? That back end of that. So they've got starters and back end. They can hang with Houston if they can get that offense.
They got to get just rolling in a good early
position. And that's tough. I mean, nobody's ever going to make excuses. We know that. You just don't make excuses, especially at the professional level. But obviously, what are we talking about with the Astros? 7 years now or whatever. They're in the playoffs. Seattle, first time for every one of those guys, except for Carlos Santana.
Exactly. That's the only thing. And Suarez. Suarez got that cup of tea with the, I guess in Winker.
That's right.
When they played in
the Reds.
The Reds COVID season. But I mean, still, it's like, that's what it all comes down to at the end of the day is that playoff experience. You can never have enough of that. And that's why, like, Even Toronto, like, I don't know what to expect out of Toronto. They got the young kids, and it's going to be their first time in the playoffs.
Toronto worries me because they got in last week or last year for the cup of tea against the Rays, and they got their asses handed to them, right? That was it. Done. Or 2 years ago, what was it? Maybe in the COVID or something
season.
Like that.
They're the COVID season, too.
But so I'll put it out there right now, even though we are over a month from, we're about a month from getting to the ALCS and the NLCS. So I'll put my three finalists as Seattle, New York, and Houston. I hope Toronto is one of them. Obviously, I hope Toronto is one of them. My fear factor is those young, and I hate to say it like this if you're a true Blue Jays fan listening to this, but it's that they can turn into punks, what I call punks, when they get that attitude turned off. When they just go and really be professional baseball players, they're great and they're fun to watch. And we're not talking about not having fun during that time. But when they turn into this, I don't know, to me, again, it's like punk baseball. They think they're better than they are. They think they're, you know, hey, we got this. No, you got nothing. You haven't done anything yet. Until you do something, shut your mouth and play baseball.
Even that.
To see what you can do.
Even that, they don't have the right leadership to me. Like, it's not like the 2015-16 Jays where you're looking at that, and that's a team of veterans that came together for one cohesive bond. Like, this is a Jays team that it looks like it's a bunch of individuals playing. And, I mean, they're still making stupid base running mistakes. Like, Bo Bichette might actually be the worst base runner I've ever seen. What is rule number one as a base runner when you are taught as a kid? Like, there are three simple things that you got to follow. Freeze on a line, tag in the air, go on the ground. And what's he do? He goes on a screaming line drive right to the shortstop. Easy triple play. I'm just like, bro, you've gotten into 27 triple plays in the past 2 years. Like, it's actually a joke. I don't know how he's that bad of a base runner.
Are you talking about against the Orioles last weekend?
Yeah. Like,
so Vladdy was the guy that ran into short.
This past?
And Bo had knocked in the RBI before that, and he got thrown out at first.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, he got thrown behind him at first base, but still.
Vladdy
froze on the line drive.
But he got doubled up at second. Now, I realize you're right there, so that's an easier play.
Yeah.
But absolutely, at the end of the day, you're right. Great point. So if you're out there listening, Dirtbags, right now to that, and you're an amateur level one, everybody, the old saying has always been, right, Nolan, freeze on a line drive. No, you don't freeze on a line drive. Take your first step back on a line drive. Your first step. I didn't say take a bunch of steps back. Your first step back on a line drive. Because as much as you want to advance or as much as you want to try to score, a line drive is technically a fly ball. So if they catch it, you're automatically out. And if you're caught leaning forward instead of backwards, it's easier for a double or a triple play. So to me, a line drive, when I'm talking teaching and base running and that, line drive is just like a fly ball. First step back.
Yeah, and I mean,
and that's happening.
And it's just like, I'm not even saying Vladdy did anything wrong, because I was watching the game. I saw the whole thing happen, and Vladdy actually froze on the line drive. It just happened to be taking the shortstop up the middle a little bit. So then that way, the second baseman's already coming in behind him, naturally just trying to follow the ball. So it was one of those ones where you're just hung out to dry as Vladdy. But I mean, yeah, Bo Bichette was like a quarter of the way to second base. I'm like, dude, like, there was zero altitude on that ball. Like, that was hit directly at the shortstop almost. It's like,
He hit a laser.
Yeah, I'm like, how are you making this mistake in year four? Like, and I don't know. Even that, I'm looking at their veteran guys. Like, you got Teoscar Hernandez, who's what, I think 5 years in the major leagues. Gurriel, he's basically same as the rest of those guys. I think 4+ years. I think he was up a little bit before the rest of them. Chapman, I guess, is technically Springer. Springer would be their most experienced player.
But yeah, like, Springer.
Chapman's there, and I wouldn't really say Chapman's a clubhouse leader. I mean, I'm sure he might be, but I never really see the guy talking. Like, he just looks so quiet. At least Springer seems like he's got a bit of a personality and he talks, but I'm just like, holy man, you got to rein these kids in and and like actually teach them, okay, this is what playoff baseball is about. This is why I signed a 6-year, $150 million deal to come up here, is to get to the playoffs and help you young bucks like actually get to experience this stuff.
Absolutely. So, and that's, again, that's why I go back to, for me right now, sitting here watching them play as the season's closing, Seattle, New York, and Houston in the AL, getting down to that ALCS. I don't know which team comes in, but those are my three that I, as of today, I could see going in. So, but a lot of that stuff, Nolan, was really good segue to a consistent theme of inquiries and questions that we've been getting lately and stuff like that. And it's, what is one of your very biggest peeves was what's asked to us of Dirtbag Baseball Nation and training of amateur players. So here's my answer to that one. And this drives me absolutely bonkers. And I hope I can make it make sense to you in the time that we have allotted or left in this show. Whether I see it live all around the world or I see it through social media every day, it seems like everything is based around station, drills. In theory, that sounds right. Okay? But here's what happens. It's bullshit. I'm sorry, pardon my language. It's BS. Because we already know we are mindset people. When you get doing this, Nolan, everybody just focuses on the physical thing, right? So a player, a young player, asks the question, Nolan, why are we doing this? Nolan yells at him and says, because I said so, because I'm the coach, because I laid it out, just do it. You've taken knowledge away from that person. You've never provided him with the knowledge of the intent of the drill or the station. You now have taken away confidence in that player because he asked a question trying to validate to you, I don't know, coach. I don't know, mom or dad. Whatever it is. And now you've taken that confidence away from him because you basically said, because I said so, which is almost like saying, I'm the boss, you just do it. So you're threatening almost to a kid, taking that confidence away. But it also shows your lack of knowledge in what you are actually doing. Because if you were knowledgeable about the station or the drills that you were doing, you'd be able to explain the intent and the purpose behind it to your players. So when I see these, I go absolutely berserk. I had practice tonight here in France before Nolan and I hopped on this podcast. And I finally lost it on the field because of these types of situations. I have to say this, Dirtbags, and please listen. If you don't get it, you must contact me, Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com, or even Nolan as well. And we will explain to you the purpose of making sure you explain mentally every drill that you do. And if you don't have the answers, don't even do the drill, because now you're really crucifying the player. You're not looking good. You're crucifying the player. Okay? And they are the most important. Another thing, everybody says, oh, go to YouTube, right, Nolan? Go to YouTube and watch. You're right. There's a million drills on YouTube. But do all the drills actually work? I don't know if they don't work. My whole point is you better know unequivocally whether you understand that drill that you're looking at in order to then take it forward to your son or daughter or to your players as a youth coach. Because if you don't, you better not take it forward. You better scrap that drill and shove it down the lane until you do mentally understand it so you can then execute it and educate your players properly. You can tell by my passion, I get fired up about this. And, oh my God, you just simply have to do this. You simply have to trust us. And if you don't, again, get in touch with us right now. We will take you through the process. We will video chat with you, and we will get it, but we will get it right so it makes sense for you so you can go ahead confidently. And whether you're a player, a parent, or a coach, it doesn't matter. So we will be right back. 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 3 minutes with our final thoughts.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back to the final thoughts, Dirtbag Nation. Nolan.
So a week after Queen Elizabeth II passes away, Great Britain makes their first World Baseball Classic. Huge comeback win, too, against Spain. Down 8-3, entering the ninth inning, all of a sudden tie it up, going to extras, pull off the W. Great Britain being in a World Baseball Classic. I mean, that is certainly not a country that you think of when you're thinking of baseball. But, hey, more power to them. Obviously, tons of guys from North America and everything like that that have the dual citizenship can go over there and play. It's the same as most of those countries over there. So, obviously, it helps out their talent level. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's a great honor for all those players to obviously pay their respects, I guess, if you want to say it that way, to the Queen and represent the country, represent the island, I guess, of Great Britain to the fullest that they can. And, I mean, yeah, it's a huge accomplishment for them.
Yeah, you're right on, Nolan. I mean, they won the Regensburg qualifier over in Germany, and, you know, you got Czech Republic. Germany, a great team. Spain, obviously, former major leaguers up and down the lineup, and a ton of minor leaguers with the Great Britain team. So I think the Ford kid, what is he? He's a Rockies prospect. I believe he had a great series, a great bunch of games going through. You know, like you said, man, what a great story for Great Britain. Lose the Queen a week ago. Funeral's on Monday. They sign, seal, and deliver it. They're going to Miami next March. Hats off, boys. Hats off. Well done. First team in. So, Dirtbags, before we wrap the end of this one up, hey, you're looking for apparel, you're looking for the college playbook, head on over to DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We've been working, Nolan and I. We're going to get the rope trainer back up for sale. We've got some other products coming down the pipeline that we're going to get added on over the next month, hopefully, and get in place for the holiday season. But more importantly, for you as a hitter, for you as a thrower, we got some exciting training aids that we believe in 100%. We put our stamp of approval on them. They're there. We're going to have them. Okay? So stay with us. Again, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. Follow us, subscribe to us on YouTube, share wherever you are in the world. Nolan, it's that time of week. Time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.